Mnangagwa, we all know, anything that has been violent against our people in Gukura Windi, the violent 2008 elections and so on, you know, it just leaves a bitter taste in the mouth. Although in terms of ZANU-PF, he is popular amongst their structures. As for Pelegezela report Mpoko, from the little that we know here in South Africa, and I'm going to be straight about it, I don't try and philosophize. He is not well known for making efforts to unite Zimbabweans. Simon Kayamoyo, when he was ambassador here, there was very visible efforts to unite Zimbabweans of all origins. But Mr. Mpoko, some of his liaisons with people that are well known to be Mdoka's sympathizers, that are actually advocating for the division of Zimbabwe into two states. And he must actually come forward and put his credentials of unifying Zimbabweans on the table. Yes, he's got liberation struggle credentials. To that, we are grateful. But to Mnangagwa as well.
Thank you. Ms. Nkomo, your thoughts?
What stands out is that it is clearly something that goes against the tenets of our democracy. Above everything else, what President Mugabe did was to nominate people who are loyal to him. If we look at the surprise package, Mr. Pelegezela Mpoko, it is not to say that he has not contributed anything to the country, but leaking is known publicly about his political profile. But what actually stands out is that Mugabe wants to cushion himself. He wants to surround himself with people that he can trust, with people that know that he owes them. So they will do everything in their power to be loyal to the person who appointed them.
The issue you've just raised, Mr. Nkomo, about security, of course, the issue has come up many times that President Mugabe fears leaving office because of human rights persecution charges that might be laid on him by various entities, including the ICC. What could possibly Mr. Mnangagwa and Mr. Mpoko guarantee him in that respect?
Mugabe has appointed people with a military and security background as a way of ensuring their loyalty of the uniformed forces in case he is out of power, that he will not be actually prosecuted. So we are looking at the hardliners, people who are going to toe the same line that Mugabe has been pursuing, people who are anti-West.
Mr. Chimosha,
if you look at the securitization or militarization of the presidentium, as has happened now with the ZIPRA and the ZANLA senior figures taking over the vice presidents, that speaks for itself. But the one aspect that's not being talked about, to me, that's the elephant in the room. Every single forum you go, there is a rumor of an economic connection between the first lady and Mr. Mpoko. But it's not discussed publicly. And then when you talk about Mnangagwa, he used to be the Secretary of Finance for ZANU-PF. And during that time, our army was very active in the DRC Congo after the assassination of Kabila. And there is a lot of discussion and talk about the fact that Mnangagwa is one of the richest people in Zimbabwe, given his diamond connection with the DRC Congo during that time. All these issues, I have made an assertion that the clash between Dr. Joyce Mujuru and the president has nothing to do with the president. In my opinion, it's got everything to do with the first lady feeling that her position on the feeding trough is being threatened by the rise of Vice President Mujuru.
Now, what about the economy? What can be expected now with his new team?
That economy needs a new brain. It needs a new leadership. There is absolutely nothing more that President Mugabe can do for that country and the current team.
Mr. Nkomo, do you agree that President Mugabe really does not have any plan for the ordinary person?
If you look at the composition of the Politburo and also of government, it's the same old cases that have been recycled for the past 10, 20 years. So what is needed is to introduce technocrats, people who do not have that ZANU-PF package to turn around the economy.